On this week's episode of The Waves, we talked a little bit briefly with Dahlia about the case of E. Jean Carroll and her accusations against the president. On a special episode of Trumpcast that was released on Thursday, Dahlia Lithwick and Virginia Heffernan spoke with E. Jean Carroll. And we think this is a fascinating, news-breaking interview, so we are giving you a little excerpt from it. If you want to hear the whole thing, go to the Trumpcast feed, that's the Slate Trumpcast feed, and you will find a full run of the interview. So go there to find the whole thing, but here's an excerpt that we hope you'll enjoy.
What would you say if... You know, if I told you the story or someone wrote into your column for advice, I mean, you've probably been asked this before, but I know that...
No, I haven't, actually. Okay. Virginia, you were the first one.
Well, let's hear it, because I write in and I say, Auntie E!
Yeah.
You know, I ran into a rich guy in a fancy department store, and he bashed my head up against the wall and put his penis in me, and I had to fight to get away. What should I do?
I would say he raped you. He raped you. I want you to go and talk immediately with someone that you trust, and I want you to consider going to the police. Because telling a woman to go to the police can sometimes be another horrible experience for her. I would, you know, tell her to speak with someone she loves and trusts, possibly go to a therapist, and to consider going to the police. And I've actually written, you know, I've published answers that, how to do that. So, yes, Virginia, you've nailed me. And that's why I finally came forward. This very thing, I could no longer, because women start, after the Harvey Weinstein story broke in New York by Megan Toohey and Jodi Kantner, the very week, I started to get lots of letters from women asking me, of all people, should they report their bad boss? Should they report their stepson who is molesting their child? You know, it was coming on my show, and these were all crimes I was reading about. I just realized I was, geez, you know, who am I? I have to really tell my readers who I love, and I love my asking audience. I got to tell them that, you know, this has happened to me. I thought it was my fault. I screwed up. You know, that's, I had to come clean. So basically, that was one of the big forces of why I did it.
So you have to help us because we're struggling now. Because you're saying, it's my story. I won't call it rape. I fought back. I loved what you said to the Daily. You said every woman gets to choose how she describes it. This is my word. And yet, at the same time, you're saying if young Virginia wrote to you, you would say it's a rape. So help us reconcile these two things, because I'm struggling, and I think you're completely right to say that other people should not be judging you on the words you use, but you're also using two words. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm using them for a woman who writes in. I can tell her, in my opinion, that's rape. But I hate it if people tell me, in their opinion, what happened was rape. Because I see it as a fight. This way, I can hold my head up, and I can respect myself because I knew I fought. So it's just my way of taking care of myself.
And can I ask one quick follow-up? You are by no means saying that women have to fight in order to.
No.
So, because I think that's what people out there are mad about, is they think that you're telling young girls, like, you better fight or it's not rape. That's not what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
No, no. Because many women freeze, because that is also, many women scream. That is also something good. Many women, many women are caught unawares by a family member and don't move. I personally have been in that situation where I didn't move as a camp counselor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was for 2 to 3 weeks, and I never moved. I sat there, and it was fun. At the dinner table, under the table, I didn't move. I understand not moving. So I'm not telling, you know, I'm just saying this is, because I was a grown-up at the time.
two more questions. I mean, just to direct listeners back to what do we need men for? A Modest Proposal by E. Jean Carroll. A Modest Proposal should suggest that there's an element of satire to this. Let it speak to you, not as the person only who wants documentary evidence about Donald Trump as a sexual assailant, but also as just a reader of a compulsively interesting feminist memoir. Danny Shapiro, whom I hugely admire, says it's the most bitterly funny, fantastically furious book to explode out of the Me Too movement. And it really is. Among other things about the heroine in this book, E. Jean Carroll, you are so athletic. When you talk about fighting back, I just keep thinking, yeah, E. Jean Carroll can fight back because you outrun one of your hideous men at some point.
I did. I outran him.
And physical heroism in the book, you know, you're definitely the person that, you know, some women in their 70s often tell millennial women, why didn't you just slap him?
And that's one thing
your generation, I think, you know, could teach everyone else. It doesn't take jiu-jitsu. It just takes the willingness to, you know, hit the shit out of someone. I am so bad at throwing punches. But it is, that's part of the adventure of the book. The last thing I've got to ask you about, the last line of the excerpt, you know, you say that for whatever reason, after this thing that happened with Donald Trump, sexual assault, rape, which was 20 years ago, you've never had sex again.
No.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.